Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 2 meeting with the Raiders.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
You know, obviously the Chiefs, as much as anyone, are a lot of matchup issues, especially Travis Kelce. How on the whole do you feel like the secondary handled just kind of the bullets that the Chiefs had to throw at you?
Yeah, I think we did well for the most part. I think we made them think. Threw some different looks at them. I think we played aggressive. You know, obviously we didn't play our best football. And especially me personally, I don't think I played well at all. And, you know, it's a week-to-week league. And I'm excited to go back out this weekend and make up for it. But, you know, there's a lot of good stuff on that film to learn from. And, you know, like I just said, it's a week-to-week league, and I think we're moving on.
Do you attribute anything to not playing in the preseason, just that being your first game action in months?
No, not really, because I don't think that was the case last year against the Texans, and none of us played in preseason last year. So, you know, weeks like that happen, and you try to minimize as much as they can, and or as much as you can, and it's just part of the league. And you know, we don't want it to be like that, but you know, guys on the other side are good, and we need to come every week prepared. And I feel like we were prepared; just a matter of executing, which I think we'll do better.
Kyle, you guys do so much in terms of pre-snap and deception, you know, showman, dropping his own whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In your experiences the last couple of years, and obviously you got some new coaches, new defense coordinator, and there's always new players, how long does it take to really feel like you get that as synchronized, as fluid as you'd like it to be as a defense? You know, how long does that take into the season where, and I know it's a week-to-week league, but how long is that process?
Yeah, I think you're working on that all year. Honestly, it's something that you can't really take your foot off the gas with, because you get kind of undisciplined with it, and then you're not really showing any looks, and the quarterback knows what you're in, so you kind of have to drill it every day. And Coach Harbaugh's done a great job of coming to the defense, especially the DBs, and telling us to hold our looks or do a better job showing this disguise, and it really helps us a lot as a defense if we do that. So, you know, we're always getting better at it as we go through the league, but I don't think it's something that necessarily hit a threshold and you're like, okay, we're good.
Can you walk us through the Worthy second touchdown, the passing touchdown, what was going on in the secondary with that?
Yeah, that was on me, 100%. I was supposed to go back to the half. I played the wrong call. Wasn't on Zach Orr. Wasn't on Marlon or anybody else. That was on me. If you watch the play, you could probably tell that we're missing a half safety. And I got kind of mixed up and was supposed to go back to the half and take the blame for that.
Were you guys surprised at all the sort of shallow crossers? I mean, they seem very content to just try to drag people across, you know, the middle of the field, 8 to 10 yards out, and live with yak or die with yak.
Yeah, no, it's something that they do a great job of, putting their receivers and their skill players in positions that they're successful with. And I think they did a great job with Rashee Rice, putting him on, getting mismatches with him and getting him underneath. And it's something that we've harped on today and this past week while we have the time off, just talking about our leverage as underneath players and if they're going to beat us, where they need to beat us at, and not letting people cross our face and stuff like that, which I think, you know, week one, I don't know how many undefeated seasons there's been in the league in history. Maybe the Dolphins at one time, but every other Super Bowl champion has had a loss. So I don't think the season is a disaster or whatever it may seem, some people may be making it out to be, but it's something that we can definitely learn from. And I think it's good for something like that to happen early in the year so we get better.
Think of Davante Adams. What comes to mind in trying to contain him?
What comes to mind, he's definitely a top receiver of our generation. Somebody that I grew up watching, you know, him and Aaron Rodgers always seemed like they were on the same page, and he's one of the best to do it at his position. And so utmost respect to him and everything he's done. And it's going to be a challenge for us going against him and everybody else that they have on their team. Got some talented tight ends. Played with Mike Mayer in college for a couple years. He's a great guy, a great player, and Gardner Minshew is a great quarterback. He beat us last year at home. So good running back, good run scheme, great receivers as well. And it's kind of funny with this league. There's never a quote-unquote week off. Like, you play reigning Super Bowl champs and you got a great team like the Raiders coming in. So it's a challenge, but I think we're going to be prepared for it.
You made the point that, you know, it's good to have, I guess, struggles early in the year. You can sort it out and it's just one game, all that. How eager are you guys just to get back on the field? You know, you have kind of a long wait.
Yeah.
How eager are you guys to get back in action?
Yeah, it was I was actually talking about it earlier, but I think it was Friday night or early Friday morning after the game. We got back, probably got in my bed at like 5 a.m. I couldn't sleep. I was like, I didn't feel like I played well, and I'm like, I cannot wait to get back out there on Sunday. And literally dreamt about the Raiders game, like going out there and making plays and stuff like that. And it makes you that much more hungry, and I feel like a lot of guys are in that same thought process with it. And, you know, I think that's what makes us great. We're all competitive and want to do well, and, you know, we're just bred that way.
What was it like to see Lamar run wild against a defense that was not your own?
Yeah, it's fun, obviously. It's fun for us. We don't have to go against it. Thank God we never have to play against him, hopefully. But, yeah, he does such a great job of knowing when to do what. And he showed that last week. I mean, if you're not going to account for him or not going to cage rush and keep him in the pocket, then he's going to run for however many yards he runs, like 100-something yards. And, you know, that hidden yardage keeps the ball going, keeps getting first downs. And then you've guys like Isaiah Likely out there making big plays, and Justice Hill, all these people that are making big plays for us in addition to Lamar doing what Lamar does. And that side of the ball just has so many threats and weapons. And I think the O-line played great as a whole, and that's a unit that is gelling, and they've been through a lot and only going to get better. So I'm just excited to see what Lamar and the offense does.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.